Well, it really has been a busy few weeks in both the city of Johannesburg and Tshwane. And essentially, let me just give you the backdrop as to what's been happening there. The EFF, in the last few hours, submitted an urgent motion of no confidence in Mayor Stevens Mokgalapa. And the party says there are persistent outages in areas like Laudium, Atteridgeville, Mamelodi and Soshanguve. Because of those power outages, the DA cannot be trusted to provide that service well. And the DA obviously came out and said, after it had put Stevens Mokgalapa on special leave over the scandal involving his alleged sexual relationship with the city's Roads and Transport MMC, that Councillor Abel Dow was acting mayor. And then all of a sudden, things took a curious turn. We learned that Mokgalapa's special leave has been withdrawn. So that's what's happening in Tshwane. In Joburg, of course, there was a slightly different picture. Today, we were supposed to find out who our next mayor is going to be. We didn't find that out because a technicality arose. There's, of course, a vote that has to take place, and each of the political parties has put forward a candidate. The ANC's put forward its own candidate. The EFF and the DA have done the same. Now, what that means is that it will be put to a vote, and the majority, 50 plus one, will essentially decide who the next mayor of Joburg is. But one of the ANC councillors unfortunately passed away, and as a result, that has skewed the numbers. So this has now got to go back to legal minds who deal with this kind of thing to reconfigure it and you do the maths essentially to find out how many votes are needed to decide who is going to take over Tshwane, rather Johannesburg as mayor. And so these are the complications that are currently on the go. So we'll only know next week or so whether Joburg has chosen any of the individuals, which of those three individuals it's chosen to take over. But questions arise as to the relations between parties and the dynamics, the power dynamics that have occurred. The EFF has fielded its own candidate, as I said, to replace Herman Mashaba. And that puts the DA-EFF coalition in a bit of a crisis, because that means two metros would be up for grabs. That's both Johannesburg and Tshwane. Should the EFF and ANC vote together in a vote of no confidence against Stevens Mokgalapa? Now, the EFF has gone on to say whoever supports their candidate in Johannesburg will get their support in Tshwane. So, again, the EFF is calling the shots in who will govern these two metros. Let's bring into the conversation one of the best political analysts who's looking at all of these issues, Lukona Mguni, from the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Lukona, good afternoon. Or good evening, I should say. Thank you very much for joining us today. I mean, I'm looking at all the horse trading that's currently underway, all the insinuations, you know, that if you stand with us on this, we will vote with you on this. There's such a lot of manipulation of political processes that appears to be taking place in Tshwane and Johannesburg at the moment.
Well, good afternoon, evening, JJ. It's quite interesting. I mean, looking in all the way from the kingdom, of course, it can tell. And, you know, watching the politics play themselves out. But what I think is quite clear is that there is a need for a better sharing of the spoils. I think the EFF is reconsidering its decision in 2016 not to want even MMC positions, and they probably seen how these can be instrumental in one way or the other in terms of setting up patronage systems. And patronage doesn't always talk to corruption. Sometimes it just talks to ease of mobility of certain individuals of the party, being able to go from X, Y, Z, being able to be visible in certain constituencies because they'd be delivering services and so on. So that is very important and highly critical. What seems interesting for me, though, this time around is the absence of the DA national leadership. They don't seem to be interested in being party to these proceedings. What we are seeing is the Gauteng regional leadership doing the rounds between the city of Johannesburg and the city of Tshwane. That in its own is very important because the breakdown or the discord between the regional leadership and the national leadership and the lack of visibility of the new leader. I mean, I've not heard him speak and take a clear position on this matter of these two metros. And that means that he's not negotiating with his counterparts. Unlike previously, you will know, Joanne, that, I mean, Patricia Delil formed part of the DA's negotiating team that met at some point with the EFF post the 2016 elections. Now, you're seeing that absence of the DA, and I think it really opens, throws open the discussion, and I'm not so sure why they are so absent when they actually signed a global agreement with certain smaller political parties to be in coalition formally, and then the EFF gave them additional support by way of voting but not signing formally. So that is interesting for me and throws wide open the possibility of an ANC-EFF tango, which is not going to be an easy tango, because if the EFF is going to tango with the ANC, they are definitely going to want a good lion's share of the pie.
I'm interested in this question. What do you think the city of Joburg would look like with an EFF mayor at the helm?
Well, I mean, it would be interesting, first and foremost, whether the EFF would conduct itself in a manner that encourages consensus building, or they would want to, you know, practice brinkmanship politics as they have in certain times, and not been able to, you know, be persuasive to their opponents. Because what was important with Herman Mashaba was that he had to be the bigger person and be patient and play the persuasive role. However, now this time around, the EFF wouldn't want to be giving directive by virtue of holding this position of executive mayor, but you will know that there are certain things that need to be passed in council that need a bigger share of the vote than they would have. Again, because the arrangement would be so loose and they don't have so many seats, I mean, they've got 30 seats out of a council of 270 seats. That doesn't put them in a good footing insofar as their weight, and it could lead to a municipality that struggles to take decisions, and eventually they may even alienate the people. They may have gone into a deal to put them in that position, and then we'll be back on this next year sometime, trying to reshape and reorganize government. So for me, it's all about attitudes, Joe, and whether the fellow they would put across is a guy, Johannesburg region chairperson that they have nominated, is a persuasive enough person, and whether or not he could act outside of the party, because that was another strength for Herman Mashaba. There was a point in time when the DA was infuriated with him because they felt they didn't have control over him and he was defying head office. Would Novesa, I think, be able to say no to Floyd Shivambu, as we saw his imposing figure today in the council chamber?
Indeed. You know, I wonder, how are the EFF's voters likely to respond to the shifting alliances it forms with its political rivals?
Well, the voter has probably been shifting slightly with the EFF. I mean, at a local level, we have seen them struggle from local by-election to another by-election. I don't necessarily think the picture will be much different for them come 2021 in the local government elections. Their growth even in Johannesburg de-accelerated in terms of what I thought and expected, given that 2014 was their bedrock in terms of the votes that they got in the national provincial elections. So it seems as if, anyway, the EFF support base is moved by a variety of things besides just the alliances that they take up, issues of scandals about its leaders, continued charges such as, you know, firing a firearm by Malema and so on. But also this sense of static politics that kicked in after Ramaphosa, and they didn't seem to pick a crystal issue agenda. The question of land expropriation without compensation seems to have retreated from the national discourse. They are much preoccupied by their National People's Assembly. That's going to have a massive impact in terms of who are the winners and losers, how divided the EFF comes out in December, and then how that plays itself out publicly. So I think the EFF has other issues more than just the coalitions that it tangles into that people look at, and those are the things that in the main for me drive support to or for or against them.
Lukhona Mnguni, always speaking to you. Always good speaking to you, I should say. Thank you so much for your time. He is a political analyst from the University of KwaZulu-Natal.